around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Here we go with another 60 minutes of the best weekend show in America, folks. Welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, February 21st, 2026. Convening our National Communal Forum for week 310 is how we're going to do things as we broadcast live across the USA and begin this hour of the show. Well, if you're wondering whether your station and community is being showcased today, Mary's about to answer that question for you. She's going to introduce the three guests who are joining us.
I am indeed. Let's say hello to David Dahl, producer and promotions director with our Phoenix, Arizona affiliate, AM960 KKNT Radio. From our affiliate in Tallahassee, Florida, we have vice president and local host Greg Tisch, FM 93.3 WVFT Radio, and Hank Stoles, local host from one of our Boston, Massachusetts area affiliates, AM830 WCRN Radio.
Hello, guys. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Nice to have you all aboard with us. Today we're going to go in reverse order that Mary just introduced everyone. So that means we're going to go to our north. And Hank, we'll begin with you in the Boston area as we all await the likely blizzard that's coming our way. So, you know, first question we have to ask, you know, have you all moved on from the Patriots Super Bowl loss?
No. However, we do have, as you pointed out, we do have the nor'easter now to take our minds off it.
Yeah, you definitely do right now. So, all right, so, you know, listen, I'm going to take you down more of a philosophical path today. Since you do the morning show there on WCRN Radio, in the era that we all live in today with fragmented media, digital overload, what we love about radio, and particularly about doing this show, is it stands out as a trusted, personality-driven, you know, if you will, human-focused medium. It's very effective in informing, entertaining, and connecting with folks nationwide. So how do you feel about the impact that you have on people every day through radio?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Listen, I'm going on 30 years in the market here, and it really is, where do you go that you can trust those voices that you hear? I like to think that I am one of those trusted voices just because we built up those local relationships. You can't pick my show up and drop it down in Omaha, Nebraska. It's not something that, it's something that, even though we talk about national issues often, I think really talks about them from a local Boston, Worcester perspective.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The power of radio just to connect, it's so important, and it is something you can take anywhere with you, which
absolutely.
We can
and
love,
Greg, so. You're a local host as well in Tallahassee, so I know you know that area real well as well, and I'm sure you would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, my grandfather grew up in Brockton, so I'm a Patriots fan down here also, and I'm not over it.
Didn't know that.
All right.
That's a connection already.
I'm going to hurry up and switch gears and once again get us off sports and back to travel. That's good to know, though. Hank, you're in good company. You're not alone, Hank. So, Greg, back to Tallahassee. We do have spring coming next March or next month soon. Not soon enough. But anyway, you do
Go ahead.
You're going to rub it in. Go ahead. I'll let you have it. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I am rubbing it in. It is beautiful and 81 degrees in the capital city of Florida right now.
That's great. Thanks. All right. Thanks, Greg. Next.
Well, we are going to Phoenix next.
Yes. Well, so before we go to Phoenix, I do want to give you a chance to talk about what I see. Looks like it's billed as a pretty significant signature Tallahassee Spring Festival coming up in March. Do tell.
Well, we have our annual Springtime Tallahassee Parade that was started back in the late 60s to keep the capital in Tallahassee. And what started off as literally a horse and mule parade is now gone to 250,000 people coming for the weekend. Southern Living calls it one of the best festivals and weekends in the South, and is just going to be a fantastic day, fantastic parade, music fest the night before. It is something that we all look forward to, except last year we didn't have it because of rain.
Well, that's okay. Well, all right. Well,
good.
We definitely
Thank
appreciate
you, Greg.
Greg, on that. All right. So now out to Phoenix. So, David, you're going to have to see if you can beat 81 degrees. We don't know how you feel about the Patriots. I know you have Cactus League baseball and spring training going on there. So, Rudy, what do you want to throw out to David today?
Well, first of all, Greg, it's 9 above here in Minnesota, okay? It's above zero. So, David, I know you're not exactly the exact locus of the Nancy Guthrie story, but I have to presume it is as much a discussed topic in Phoenix as it is elsewhere in the state. Is that right?
Yeah, it's definitely hitting home, hitting Arizona. We're on, what's it been, almost 3 weeks now since she's been missing. It certainly frazzled a lot of people. Now, that is more in the Tucson area, for sure.
Right.
But we're just praying for a recovery or praying for justice to be served.
Yeah, we agree. I think closure, and I think it's 20 days today. And I will just throw out, but you have Cactus League baseball, so your area is hopping right now out there, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Well, I can't beat the 80s. We're a high of 70, but don't worry, we'll get in the 80s next week. Spring training's been around in Arizona since, almost 100 years now. In 29, I think the first teams came out here. And, we've got 15 West Coast teams. It's a great economic impact for the state. Last year, it was about $700 million. And we're just happy to have people come out and join us. I'll be going out to a game later this afternoon, so go Mariners.
Well, listen, Hank won't want to hear this, but exactly an hour from now, two hours, so it's just 11, 12. I've got the Yankees starting, so I'm all excited about that. But where I'm going to go with this is...
Sorry, Hank.
Exactly, because we know where he is. But last question to all of you. So we've got the America 250 celebrations. They're going to be happening. They're underway in many parts of the country. Is there anything you're looking forward to experiencing maybe in your area or around the country between now and the July 4th festivities? David, we'll go with you quick. I just need probably about 20-second answers on these.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing if we do a... National World's Fair type thing. I know they were talking about it in the
Iowa State
Fair Park.
Yeah, yep. Looking forward to that. Greg, what about you?
The fireworks celebrations and everything prior to that. I'm just looking forward to how everything is being incorporated with events throughout the year.
And Hank, listen, I mean, where you are in the Boston area, I mean, there's so much. You began last year already of the festivities, but what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, we are ground zero. I'll tell you one that's coming up that some people might overlook, St. Patrick's Day Parade out of Southie. That's also the Evacuation Day Parade, the day we kicked the British out of Boston.
Interesting. We have two things coming up there, so that's it. There we are. Well, guys, listen, we really appreciate you being part of the show. Thank you so much for your affiliation. We could not do the program without you. Love being part of your communities and on your station. So have a great weekend, and enjoy the warmth, at least the two of you. Think about the rest of us, because here in New York and up in Boston, we're going to get slammed. So take care, guys. Thanks very much. There we go. That was a fun segment. Listen, the NCF folks, for your new affiliate, you know, we do this because it is our way to connect with the stations, and we could not do this program without all of them. So three more will be coming in future shows. Keep right on doing it. After this quick sponsors break, well, the presidential road trips comes your way. That's another way to go see the country. Personal connection begins in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why luxury hotels and luxury cruise ships invest so much in their beds. You can experience that same level of top quality sleep at home at big savings, as our friends at helixsleep.com/carry have extended their President's Day sale through this weekend. You'll save 27% if you act today.
Stop sleeping on those old worn out mattresses thinking it's okay. They offer 120-night risk-free happiness guarantee. Go take the 2-minute sleep quiz. Find the perfect mattress for you. Save 27% at helixsleep.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. Simply Safe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. Simply Safe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com. Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at takelean.com with code CARRY. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
You know, Mary and I were talking during the break that this G-Block could very well be a Discover America segment. We had our team schedule it as a personal connection. It also very easily could be an open road segment with RJ. So we're considering it a bit of a bonus for all of you, if you will, today. As we reconnect with you from our New York City area studio on this February 21st, before we talk presidential road trips, well, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Fuel your wanderlust with more ways to get away, featuring a proud legacy with distinctive Hilton service. Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that are going to deliver lasting vacation memories for you. With 200-plus resorts and places across the U.S. and internationally as well, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, wherever travel takes you, find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or just connect at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. We're all connected to our country's history, and this is a big year for the USA with our 250th birthday. Between all that's happening for the semi-quincentennial, and since we're just coming off President's Day earlier this week, show friend Bill Cleveland joins us for today's personal connection that could fit a few different show segments, as Robert said at the rejoin. Why did we schedule Bill today? Well, we think his new book is the perfect guide to help you plan some historic road trips this year. Presidential Road Trips, 100 Places to Explore and Experience the History of American Presidents. I see Bill Holding. Let's patch him in.
Well, good morning, Bill. Always nice having you part of America's number one travel radio show.
Yeah, great to be back.
Something that Mary and I, listen, we were talking about it before the show today. We appreciate that you've personally invested so much of your own time, money, energy, all of that into visiting many of the 100 presidential sites for your new book, living up to your name, Bill on the Road, for sure. So you're always somewhere traveling around the U.S. I'm told today you're out in California, but today we're going to focus a little bit on these presidential sites. So certainly in Miami, there's a buzz down there with where President Trump wants to put his library, but we're going to stick to the book and the locations you've been. I want to take you to Texas, where folks will find George W. Bush's childhood home in Midland, as well as Lyndon B. Johnson's ranch in Stonewall, west of Austin. So do share.
Yeah, so actually I just went to the George W. Bush childhood home, I think about 6 months ago. And the book, that there's about 100, I guess there's exactly 100 spots. And of the 100, I had been to like 96 of the 100,
yeah,
right?
I mean.
Over the course of a decade,
right.
You know. And so I went to the George W. Bush childhood home back in October. And if you know anything about Texas, certainly West Texas, you really have to want to get to West Texas. You just, you know, you drive and drive and drive and drive. But this was the place where the Bush family lived when George Bush Sr. made his first $1 million, and a very modest home. They've turned it into a little museum. You can go inside of the house, see how it was set up when the family lived there. And you can go inside of George W. Bush's childhood bedroom, and kind of a cute little funny story. They even have a toy train set on the floor. And when President Bush toured this site when it opened, he said, "Oh my gosh, I haven't seen that train set since I was a kid. This is amazing." And then, but what really happened was none of the docents had the courage to tell the president that they actually found it on eBay.
It wasn't really his.
Legit.
Well, listen, it fooled him. Was close enough. But what about Lyndon Johnson? So you got Stonewall there, west of Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, and Lyndon Johnson's ranch was a kind of a bucket list item for me. I'd always heard about it. I was kind of fascinated with it. Folks can go in and tour the home. You can see the plane, the small plane that he would use to fly around in. And what's really interesting, at least to me, about this site is there's what I call a prize closet as you're going through the house. They have saved all of these things that Lyndon Johnson put his name on. He loved putting the White House logo and then his name on all sorts of giveaway items. And I think the craziest one was an electric toothbrush set that he would give away to people. And somebody asked him, Mr. President, why on earth are you giving away an electric toothbrush set? And Lyndon Johnson said, because I want people to think of me when they wake up in the morning and when they go to bed at night.
Oh, my goodness.
And I bet that's worth a lot of money if you still have one of those Lyndon Johnson toothbrush sets.
Bill, you certainly bring the details on that. That's great. So I'm going to get to another one in a minute, but since you're in our personal connection segment, I do want to ask you this. This is a segment where we discuss inspirational or transformative travel and the impact that it can have. So I'm curious, what inspires you to write the book to begin with, and what do you hope people are going to most connect with when they go through it?
Well, you know, people have asked me this about, you know, what did I learn or, you know, what was the most surprising thing? And like I said, this has taken me, you know, more than a decade, you know, since I started doing travel writing, of going to all of these sites, because you really, they're spread out all over the place. But for me, the most interesting thing visiting these homes, whether it's going through, you know, Dwight Eisenhower's living room or, you know, walking on, the front porch at James Garfield's home or whatever, taking this trip and visiting these places really makes these presidents seem human, which is really bizarre, I guess, to say. But I think we forget at the end of the day that these guys are, you know, they are in fact human beings.
Right, exactly.
And that really comes home when you're standing in their actual residences or in the places where they hung out, and you're learning about their families and, you know, whatever things they like to do, you know, in their spare time. And so for me, that was the most important thing. It kind of humanized the presidents going to all these places.
Well, listen, I mean, glad you
travel
said that.
Does that anyway, I think, right?
I think it kind of connects
us all as humans.
We all put our pants on one leg at a time.
Different cultures,
I mean, it doesn't really
interesting.
Matter. Just, so
I mean, let's head to Springfield, Illinois, and Abraham Lincoln's hometown. Bill, what do you want to share?
Well, I love Springfield. So I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and Springfield's just 2 hours away. And so there's a lot of cool Lincoln history. Well, there's Lincoln history all over the place. I could have done a book, you know, called 1,000 Lincoln Places to Go To. But in Springfield, you can see the only house that Abraham Lincoln ever actually owned. It was the last house he lived in before he went to the White House. You can see the law office that he worked in when he was there. Of course, he was a legislator in Illinois. You can go to the old State House. And then his tomb is located in Springfield as well, and you can tour that and go right inside to where he's laid to rest.
Yeah.
So last year on the show, we interviewed President Ulysses S. Grant, great-great-grandson on the show. We had a very interesting conversation with him. Grant's Cottage in upstate New York. That made it to the book as well, so do tell.
It did. That was another bucket list item for me as well. And it was so cool to visit. What's really neat, and you know this, I'm sure, since you've interviewed someone from the family, but they basically sealed that house up after Grant passed away. He spent the last 5 weeks of his life there. And so when he left, nothing was taken out. I mean, everything from medicine bottles that he was using to the flower display that was at his funeral. I mean, it's crazy. And the neatest thing, so Grant, of course, had throat cancer and couldn't sleep in a traditional bed. So he would sleep in these two leather chairs that were propped up together. And you are in this house, and you're standing right there at the leather chairs where, you know, Grant wrote his memoirs and spent the last 5 weeks of his life. I mean, it's just kind of chilling to be able to have that experience, but I loved that property.
All right, we got two more.
All right, so let's see if we can get to this one. National Museum of the U.S. Air Force. 2 years ago, we had them on the show. Lots to cover there in Riverside, Ohio, just outside of Dayton. Bill, what can you share?
Well, this is one of my, if I had to put a list of top 10 favorite museums of the entire country, this is in the top 10. I love this museum, and they have a presidential hangar on site that has a handful of presidential aircraft, so aircraft that Eisenhower had used and one that FDR used. But the cool thing is they have an Air Force One, and it was used by, I think, 8 different presidents. And what's most notable about that particular Air Force One is it was the plane that brought JFK's body back from Dallas to Washington, D.C. after he was assassinated, and Lyndon Lyndon Johnson, of course, took the oath of office on board the plane. Well, and you walk right through the Air Force
see.
One. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
I know we've done the one in Reagan's library out there. But all right, so finally, the buck stops here, Bill. That, of course, is President Truman's famous quote. What do you want to tell us about the Truman Library? We'll bring you back to Missouri.
Yeah, my home state of Missouri. Yeah, I love the Truman Library. They just did a multi-million dollar renovation a couple of years ago. So it's all state-of-the-art now. Really cool. My favorite kind of funny story about the Truman Library is when it first opened, President Truman had an office in the library, like all of these folks did at one time. And so he would go and work. And, you know, back in the day when this place opened, they didn't have, you know, voicemail or, you know, an answering machine. And so Harry Truman would just answer the phone if he was there by himself and the phone rang. And so these people would be calling in, asking for directions or different things or whatever. And it eventually got back to somebody that the president is talking to. And these people had no idea they're talking to the president of the United States. And eventually they got a receptionist or something to answer the phone.
Listen, this is all a microcosm of what folks are going to find in the book. Bill, nice reconnecting with you. Good information as always. And hopefully, you know, we've just boosted some more American patriotism today. And we've given folks, you know, a reason and also more places to go visit across the country because we have a great country. So thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. It's available on Amazon. People can just look up presidential road trips and find it there. And, appreciate you having me on.
Bill, thank you.
Absolutely, Bill. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, well, I always enjoy these conversations with Bill. Folks, right now we're going to step aside for this bottom of the hour break. Bill Cleveland's book, titled, by the way, Presidential Road Trips, 100 Places to Explore and Experience the History of American Presidents. Go get yourself a copy during the break and then make some plans to go enjoy America, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. Let's talk about helping to make a new you. These days, everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of the intense side effects? Well, we've got an answer for that. And it's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N, that you can buy today at TakeLean.com. And the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, curbing your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. Now, this isn't for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. So let's get you started at TakeLean.com and use the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, to save 20% off your order. That's 20% off with the code CAREY at TakeLean.com, plus free rush shipping. Or you can find a link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors, as always. All right. I hope it's getting warmer where you are. Spring break is approaching, which often means vacation time, especially for families with children who have some time off from school. Tonya Denmark is our next guest, and she focuses on helping families plan travel by providing itineraries and reviews and planning trips to make travel easier and more meaningful. So who better to ask about some destinations most of us might not think of that will work for families. It's nice to have you aboard, Tanya. You suggest that first deciding what region of the United States, or for that matter, another country, you want to visit as a family. And your next step is what?
Thank you so much. I always like to hit the visitors bureaus, and that's like your Visit Florida or Visit Central Florida, depending on what area you want to go to. They can be immense resources full of information, helping you narrow down what you might want to do and where to go. And if you're looking for example, uncrowded spring break destinations, because obviously this time of year gets super busy, right? So you might want to fly into Orlando, but maybe you don't want to do the theme parks. Looking at something like Visit Florida or Visit Central Florida or whatever region you narrow down to can help you find maybe alternative things to do other than, you know, the big theme parks or the big beaches to go to.
Now, when you say looking at, you're talking about websites when you say Visit Florida. This is advanced planning, advanced planning. Yeah, not just going to the website when you land, right?
Right, exactly. Going to the website ahead of time, looking at where you might want to go. But their Instagram pages are also incredible resources, too. They're there to showcase the entirety of the area or the entirety of the region. So those locations are fantastic at displaying that kind of stuff on Instagram, TikTok, whatever your favorite social media channel is.
Well, again, these websites for these visitors bureaus tell you others, their guides, their maps, and as you note in an article, I'm going to give your website out before we say goodbye, upcoming events, seasonal highlights, hotel attractions. You might find that there are cheaper hotels that they have listed. You might find deals. You might find places that you want to buy tickets in advance to go to, right?
Absolutely. And especially this year with some big events going on, not just for the summer, the America's 250th birthday, these kind of events are going to be happening all year round. So when we're talking spring break or we're talking even, you know, upcoming summer travels, looking at these websites to see, do they have any specialty events that you and your family might want to take advantage of? So, yeah, absolutely. And the deals, too, can't be matched
and
on hitting these.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to step on you. Some have
that's quite all right.
Some have like pre-built itineraries, don't they, where you can like just your rent-a-car or whatever and actually have a planned out, efficient tour.
Absolutely. They're always my first go-to for trying to figure out where I want to travel and then what kind of things I want to do and what's reasonable to do with the time that I have, right? We all have these bucket list ideas and things that we want to accomplish and see and do, but sometimes you're not able to see and do it all, right? So these visitors bureaus, they're the experts. They live there. They know the area. They know that you might not be able to drive from point A to point B in under 4 hours. So maybe focus on just all the things that you can do in this one area.
Well, I know you have children. I've had young children and toured a lot with them. And may I just throw in the one mistake I think most new parents make, which is to try to see everything every day?
Exactly. You can't. You have to build in some downtime as well. And that goes for children of all ages. We're not just talking about babies and toddlers. We're talking teenagers as well. And that is one thing that I focused on a lot was traveling with teenagers. They want their own downtime. They don't want to be with you 24/7 as much as, you know, much to our chagrin, right? They want to be able to catch up with their friends and catch up on their social media. So having downtime for all ages, it's helpful for mom and dad as well. It reduces the stress.
And include them in the planning. Say, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? So they have some ownership of it and some, you know, desire to see it because they chose it.
Absolutely. We always try to include our kids and our teenagers in the planning. Like, what are your bucket lists? What do you want to do? Maybe they don't know. And so you can show them one of those visitor bureau websites and say, okay, this is where we're going. What kind of stuff do you see on here that you want to do? And I mean, it could be maybe an escape room or a zip line or something that you might be able to do anywhere, but it still makes the experience memorable if everyone is having fun.
Check out Tonya Denmark's website. It is all one word, detailorientedtraveler.com, and you will see a great article on how to use Visitors Bureau's website to plan your trip. Tonya, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with the lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by MyPillow.com/carry. Now, before I get into some of the deals of the week with an eye on spring break today, there are some other deals you also need to know about. The team at MyPillow is doing something for our listeners that we love during the month of February. It's their way to say thanks for all the support this audience has shown them over the years. Right now, as a fan of this show, when you go to MyPillow.com/carry and use that code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, you'll get employee pricing and free shipping as part of their mega sale. For example, a six-piece My Towel set regularly goes for $70. You can get them for $34.98 in a huge assortment of colors. The best sheets you'll ever sleep on, MyPillow's Giza Dreams bed sheets, typically retail for about $110. They're yours for as low as $30, well, $29.98. Classic MyPillows that are normally around $50 are yours for just $14.98. The anti-tire drink, it's called Rev 7, is now on sale for just $19.97. Fuel your mind and body with a healthier today. Rev 7 reduces stress and balances mood, all powered by GoBHB with no caffeine or sugar. And they're offering our listeners the absolutely delicious 100 Arabica Organic My Coffee at 50% off. Again, go to MyPillow.com/carry for all these savings, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, a gift for a coworker, a teacher, someone at your church, or just treating yourself to quality and savings. Go see just how much you'll save as a show fan on all these many different products. Use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. You'll also get free shipping during the special mega sale, and you'll find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. All right, sound the trumpets. It's time for deals of the week. I got a bunch of them. Let's see how many I can get through in this segment. First of all, you may know that if you have an elite status, even if it's the lowest elite status on an airline, you can, during this time of year and for a very short period of time, get another airline to match the status with very few, very little small print. For example, there's only, well, Monday, by this Monday, the 23rd, you have to match, if you've got Virgin Airline miles, not only will Virgin match it, they'll buck you up one. So if you've got Virgin miles and you want to change them to BA, they'll change you from a bronze to a silver or a silver to a gold. Now, it's not just foreign airlines. Southwest, for example, if you're a A-list a member, Advantage Gold will match it. Advantage Platinum will match your A-list preferred. JetBlue as well. We'll match Mosaic 1 we'll give you a gold. If you're Mosaic 2, you'll get American Airlines Platinum. If you're Delta Silver, or if you're Delta just in the lowest, you'll get Silver, you'll get the gold. And if you're United Airlines, a Premier Silver will become an American Gold. So this would be the time, if you're going to fly American, to status match using these other, using Southwest, JetBlue, or Delta, or United. Okay. Also, United Airlines, speaking of United, announced big changes to its mileage program. And the big thing is, travelers that have its Mileage Plus credit card will earn more miles than those without them and get a discount on award bookings. Oh, and the airline joined American and Delta by nixing miles for travelers who buy its no-frills basic economy tickets, unless you have a United card. So the moral here is, if you fly United or you think you're going to, you might want to get a United card. And I looked it up. The first year, they'll give it to you for free. The second year, you'll pay $150 if you want to continue. But if you're going to fly, you'll get a lot more miles if you have a card. Now, you don't have to use the card to buy the ticket. You just have to hold one. American Airlines raised some bag fees. Travelers will now pay $50 for a second checked bag on domestic and short-haul international flights, up from $45. But you can dodge this increase by paying in advance online or on the mobile app instead of waiting to get to the airport. It's not the first U.S. airline to do this, by the way. JetBlue charges as much as $70 for a second bag. There's a brand new way to save hundreds if you visit Disney World. Disney has got a credit card called Disney Inspire Visa Card, and the introductory offer is this: a $300 Disney gift card upon approval and a $300 statement credit after spending $1,000 on purchases in the first 3 months. And that's just the start. They've got all kinds of other special deals. It's a $149 annual fee. You'll obviously get that back on your $300 free credit. You'll get $200 Disney reward dollars after spending $2,000. You'll get $100 statement credit after spending at least $200 on a U.S. Disney theme park ticket. You'll get up to $120 in annual credit for Disney and Hulu and ESPN subscriptions. Basically, I have so many more to tell you. So many more things to tell you. There's so many details. You don't have to make reservations now at many major national parks, which is to say Arches, Glacier, and Yosemite will not require advance reservations anymore. They did last year because they were too crowded. So check your national park before you go and see if you're going to have to pay, and see if you can pay ahead of time before you go and avoid the line. This is the deal time of the year. A lot of them out there. Search hard. You'll find them. And we'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everybody, our February 21st broadcast has just this J-block to go before we wrap. Travel souvenirs is how we're going to do it. But first, we're sponsored by the folks at simplysafe.com/carry.
The major news story that's had all of our attention for weeks now has proven that nothing is more important than protecting those who are important to you and all of your possessions. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who trust simplysafe.com/carry to protect their homes or even their small businesses. There's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your place is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, maybe you're traveling, it's all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than $1 a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. You're going to save 50% as a show fan, or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Travel often involves a lot of joy, and one way to share that joy or remember the joy is through souvenirs. The mass production of souvenirs versus buying something locally made when we travel is the topic of BBC travel contributor Tarang Mohanot's article that caught our attention, and she's joining us now from India via Google Meet.
Well, Tarang, listen, really appreciate you joining us. I know it's already Saturday evening for you in India. We appreciate the check-in here on America's number one travel radio show.
So good to be here.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us today. Is it time to change how we buy travel souvenirs? That's the title that caught our attention, because when Mary and I travel, we prefer to visit local markets and merchants rather than buying these mass-produced trinkets at obvious tourist outlets. Before we delve into that, you know, since it's a main point of your piece, Mary just said that sharing or remembering joy has a lot to do with souvenirs. Why do you think travelers collect things to bring home, since it's been going on as long as travel's been happening?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the desire to bring something back home from our travels or experiences has been around for a long time, for centuries even, I would say. So wanting to collect souvenirs is deeply human. We want proof that we went somewhere, something tangible that holds a memory. And often when we bring these souvenirs back, they sort of take us back to where we were. And even psychologically, objects hold anchor positive emotions and experiences. Yeah. So a small item can bring an entire trip rushing back.
Right. So I want to talk about what Robert just referred to and the crux of your article, which encourages travelers to think a little differently around beyond the mass-produced keychains and refrigerator magnets that really don't have a connection to the destination. So where do you shop when you travel, and what do you recommend for travelers?
I think asking locals for advice on what you can take back can be a great place to start. But essentially just being curious, keeping your eyes open when you're in around the local markets. I also think seeing souvenirs in a different way matters. So it doesn't have to be an object. It can be a skill that you bring back, or maybe a playlist full of music that you heard in the particular destination. So yeah, I think looking at it from different perspectives.
You're bringing back a memory for me from Barcelona when the taxi driver, I love the music he was playing years ago, and we got out of the taxi and he gave me the CD.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And I'll
yeah.
never forget that. Yeah. So you addressed a lot in this article, Tarang, and I think something I want you to touch on briefly is that even travelers who have good intentions to shop local can get duped by fakes that are just not the real thing. There are some countries doing creative things like certifying authentic goods. What do you recommend in terms of, you know, advice for travelers to avoid getting fakes and dupes?
Yeah. I do think many travelers these days are well-intentioned and want to be better travelers. But at the same time, the fakes are really sophisticated. The product could be marketed as often produced locally, but it may be coming from a completely different country. So I think, again, curiosity is really important, to ask questions, look for certifications, buy directly from makers when that's possible.
So during our big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs in November, we did that. And then we had another Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. We went through the Panama Canal in January. We did that with show partner Regent Seven Seas Cruises. So Mary and I, when we were there, we took several terrific culinary arts kitchen cooking classes, and we brought back all the recipes plus some new cooking skills, which we've been
she
enjoying.
Just alluded to.
Yeah. And so I know it. And that's what made me think about that. So I'm really sharing that because in many ways, those experiences are the souvenir. Would you agree with that?
I do. And I think that's also something that I talk about at the start of my article, that once when I was bouldering and trekking in the Himalayas, it was the end of my trip, and I looked at all the scars on my body and said to my friend, hey, I think these are my souvenirs this time. I don't think I need to buy anything else to take back. And they're souvenirs that are ever-changing, come with no cost to the environment, to the people. Yeah, and I think they've got a story only I can tell.
We think that is real. Well, really quick, we only have about 30 seconds with you right now, but I mean, I know you grew up in Mumbai, Tarang. If you had to pick one local souvenir from that bustling city for future travelers listening to the show right now, what would it be that they should bring home?
I mean, I would have a long list, but maybe some chai masala, or if you happen to take the famous local train in Mumbai, saving the ticket from that journey would be pretty cool. Cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good.
It's like good to hear they still have tickets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's not just digital.
They do.
Yeah, good.
Good. Well, Tarang, very nice connecting with you today. Interesting conversation. Our best to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.
Yeah, you as well.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, Mary, that goes to Tarang. Saturday evening for her. She's going to have a good evening in India. Folks, it is now time for me to wrap this week's live broadcast. By the way, first time ever something's going to happen next week. Mary is headed to Las Vegas this week on assignment, we'll say. I'm going to be flying solo next Saturday, so it'll be the Our World Travel Show next week. We'll
Heading
see about
to
that.
The sphere.
So until you hear my voice out there across our national airwaves when the show returns at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the last day of February, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary, me, and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors, and thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe and happy travels.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.